My name's Lester Dakota. Good afternoon to you and happy International Women's Day. And of course, Indigo 91.9, we're celebrating women that have chosen the path less traveled. The ones who have given up a corporate job to follow their dreams, the ones who have been bold for change. And with me, one such brilliant lady, Prathna Kaul. Welcome to the show, Prathna.
Thank you.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much.
I was thinking if you're going to say, wish you the same, and I'll be like, no, you can't tell me that. Anyways, Prathna, you worked at IBM.
Right.
And then you went on to join iVolunteer. And then you started something called Giftable. Now, before we get into that brilliant concept that you've started, a couple of questions. Tell us, what was earlier career life like?
Career life has been good. I have done my MBA in finance and then got job into IBM. While I was working with IBM, I realized I need to do something more. And that's when I chose to volunteer. I used to volunteer during weekends and slowly realized that my passion is towards social sector. And that's when I took a call to choose my dream. To work for social sector and joined iVolunteer.
Awesome. Of course, that made you give up your corporate job. But before you quit IBM, was there this uncertainty, this uncomfortable feeling like, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I know you want to help society, but could there have been a way that you could do both and suddenly you wouldn't crash fall?
Right.
So that kind of feeling?
Not really, because I had made up my mind. But at the same time, there were few people who would say, not necessarily social sector would be as it would look like. But then you can take a call. And my parents were very supportive. They said, if you feel you have to work for a cause, please go ahead. And that motivated me, and till today I have no regrets of choosing that decision.
You have started an organization by yourself, and I was reading about it. It brought a huge smile on my face. It got me goosebumps all over. I'm talking about Giftable.
Right.
Now, tell us how you decided to start Giftable.
So a thought came when me and my husband were having discussion, and he had an event in his office. He still works for a corporate, and he said, I have an event with visually impaired children. And by then I had worked with 5,000 plus volunteers, some thousands of beneficiaries. And he asked me, what gift do I give to a visually impaired? And immediate answer was, hey, let's give them something related to music. They would love music. And we both paused for a minute and thought, not necessary if a person is visually impaired, he or she has to relate to music.
Correct.
And that was birth of Giftable. We thought more than education or the jobs, it's important to spread awareness. And that's when we started doing lot of awareness sessions across
to not treat them differently, but
correct.
One of us
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
So how long has it been since you started Giftable? When was Giftable started?
In December 2013.
Very new and young. I love it. And what do you think of the outreach? What is the response like?
Response is good. In fact, just last month, we sensitized 1,500 people on disability. We do a lot of sign language workshops. We give them intro to Braille, making them understand how people with disability work efficiently using technology. Yeah, number looks good, but at the same time, there are a couple of challenges as well.
No one said life would be easy, and you look like a very strong, independent woman, which is why you took that brave step to quit that corporate job and start something to follow your passion. And I absolutely applaud you for that fact. Now, I also want to applaud a lot of other people. I know more and more people are starting to follow their dreams and passions in order to create change in the world. What would you say to those that are on the fence about the path and the life they want to choose?
I think they should give it a try. Later, it shouldn't be like, oh, I should have tried. Go ahead and give it a shot. You never know, it will. 99% chances it would click.
Awesome. And finally, before we wrap this up, your wish for everyone out there who's listening on occasion of Women's Day?
I would say follow your dreams, follow your passion and change lives. There are 10 crore people with disability in India, out of which max 1 lakh people are meaningfully employed. And 70% of the rest of the population comes from rural India. So my message would be, if people could engage in indirect employment, that would be nice. Say for example, buying products from social enterprises. That would actually support livelihood of many people, and probably there will be some change in this number. One prarthana cannot bring a lot of difference, but then if there are thousands of prarthanas, you can create a lot of impact.
Well, there you had it from a lady who put down a high-paying corporate job at IBM to follow her dream to make the world a better place and to make society a better place. Prathna Kaul, thank you so much for joining me today on Women's Day, and I wish you the very best. Once again, happy International Women's Day. And I hope Giftable grows bounds and leaps to where there's no turning back.
Thank you so much.